works with these plants around.
Whereabouts was your father born, Mr.?
He was born up in Red River Parish in Ward 2.
Same place you were born?
No, he was born at my granddaddy's old place. I was born about, well, it was on part of the old place too, but it wasn't the same house. It's in the same district, you know.
With, yes, sir.
All of my aunts and uncles was born up there on the old place down next to Black Lake. It's down next to what they call the stretch.
Stretch. What does that mean?
Well, old man settled a place right on the bank of the lake there, and there's a long straight place in the lake they call the stretch.
Hmm.
And there's another place down below. Down there, they call the Coffee Stretch.
Coffee Stretch?
Yeah, Coffee Crossing and the Coffee Stretch.
Does that mean like a stretch of land, or?
A stretch of water, you know, just a straight.
Oh.
Straight place in the lake they call a stretch.
Huh.
I don't know why they called it that, but they. But that's what they called it, though, the stretch. Stretch,
mm-hmm.
Crossing, and the stretch was just below the crossing down there. That's where there's a bridge across the lake.
Yes, sir. Well, I see.
And there was a bridge up there at the stretch. But after my I reckon my granddaddy must have bought the place from old man. Because one of my aunts and uncles lived there for years, you know. We used to go down there fishing, camp there on the lake, go and stay with them, you know, all night and fish. Set out hooks and catch a lot of fish. We used to go striking, you know, what we call striking. Did you ever do that?
I don't know what that means.
You don't? We'd have a gig, you know, and go along the bank of the lake with a torch. We'd have maybe one or might be two of them toting splinters.
Yes, sir.
Lighter splinters and cut off them old stumps, you know, and have them lighter splinters about 2 feet long. The man would go along with his torch in his hand, you know, in his left hand, his gig in his right hand, he'd gig him fish.
Sure.
Pick out the biggest ones he wanted and giggle.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we'd get them with a sack full. Of course, it's against the law to do it now, they say. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
I don't see why it wouldn't be, because you don't hurt nothing but the ones you get.
That's true.